we saw last time till the end of the sugya, and it was important to get to the end of the sugya because that way we can understand the Tosfos that we're going to learn now this morning in Mitzvah Hashem. We saw, number one, as a halacha, that when you put on your tefillin, when you say Kriya Shema, you must make sure that you've got your tefillin on. Otherwise, it is like being made Eidos Sheker. Made Eidos Sheker. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, we saw in the continuation of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, if anybody wants to be Makabel Oil Malchus Shomayim, he should wash his hands, put on tefillin, say Kriya Shema, and he should daven. And that was very important for us because that's when we saw that davening is apparently also a part of being Makabel Oil Malchus Shomayim. Until now, we've always seen that saying Kriya Shema is being Makabel Oil Malchus Shomayim. But here you see that davening, tefillah, is also part of being Makabel Oil Malchus Shomayim, and that's very important for us. Now, with that in mind, let's go back now to a Tosfos. It's the middle Tosfos on the Yomud, it's the long Tosfos. If you remember, the story was, this was concerning Rav. He washed his hands, he said Kriya Shema, and he only put on tefillin afterwards. And the Gemara in the final analysis says that on a normal occasion, he would never have done that. On a normal occasion, he was certainly would have been makbid first to put on tefillin and then to say Kriya Shema. So what happened on that particular day? Why did he switch the order? Why did he say Kriya Shema first and only then put on his tefillin? And the answer was because there was a mistake. He had sent his dispatched his shliach to bring the tefillin, and the shliach turned up late. In the meanwhile, Rav was concerned that he's going to miss the zman of Kriya Shema. So therefore, he said Kriya Shema first, until the shliach arrived. He only then put on tefillin and he davened, which means at the time that he said Kriya Shema, he was not wearing tefillin. But as the Gemara explained, that was an exception. Now, what is of interest to Tosfos over here is, okay, the shliach made a mistake, he got delayed, so Rav had no choice. And Rav had to say Kriya Shema even without tefillin. The question is, and this is what is a big machloikas lahalacha, is when did he put on tefillin? We know when he did not put on tefillin. He did not put on tefillin prior to Kriya Shema. But when did he put on tefillin? The Gemara says he said Kriya Shema, he put on tefillin, and then he davened. So clearly, he put on tefillin between Kriya Shema and davening. Somewhere in between Kriya Shema and davening. Now let's make no mistake about it. Obviously, that's not lechatchila. For the main reason, because you're supposed to be wearing your tefillin when you say Kriya Shema. But in the event that that was not possible, like in our story, because the shliach got back late. So apparently, Rav put on his tefillin in between Kriya Shema and davening. So let's have a look at Tosfos. Umanach tefillin umatzli, says Tosfos. Umehosam mashma. From this story, it's mashma shemuta lahaniach tefillin. Apparently, it's permissible to put on tefillin bein geula letefillah. What does it mean bein geula letefillah? Tosfos doesn't even entertain the possibility that he put on his tefillin before he'd finished the brachas. As we know, the Kriya Shema is both preceded and also followed by brachas. And the final bracha finishes with Geula, Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael. Now we know that lechatchila you're supposed to be makbid, be soimich, Geula letfila. Geula and tefillin must go together, there's a juxtapositioning. Now, when did Rav put on his tefillin? He clearly did not put on tefillin before he said, Goal Yisrael. And by the time he started davening, he had his tefillin on. So obviously we arrive at the inescapable conclusion that he must have put on tefillin somewhere between Geula and tefillah. And apparently you're allowed to do that, at least in extenuating circumstances. Says Tosfos, V'chein v'talis. And presumably the same would be true also for talis. Maniach odom talisoi, a person would be allowed to put on his talis between geula and tefillah. Now, Tosfos doesn't make specific mention of it, but let's assume for the moment that if he says you put on your tefillin or you put on your talis, he means including making a bracha. So you're making your bracha on your tefillin, you're making a bracha on the talis, and when are you doing so? You're doing so between geula and tefillah. And apparently, in our Gemara, we see that's permissible. V'chein motzino, says Tosfos, so too we have found, there was a story, she Rebbe Yitzchak bar Rebbe Yehuda, sholach achar talisoi, he sent for his talis, he sent a messenger, he dispatched him to fetch his talis, v'shoho hatalis, and the talis got delayed, meaning the shliach only brought it late. And Rabbi Yitzchok had already recited Kriya Shema with the relevant brachas. And he put on his tefillin, his talis, after having said Kriya Shema, and then the Gomar Shmoyne Esra. And he then went on and he moved on to Shmoyne Esra. And how did he know that was permissible to do? The Hevi Raya Mehocha, and he brought a source from over here, Mehahi the Rav, from this story of Rav. Now, we have to obviously point out straight away, the Gemara, the story with Rav, is not talking about Talis. The Gemara is talking about Tefillin. But Tosfos' introduction was that presumably, for the moment, there's no room to differentiate. And Rabbi Yitzchak, in fact, did so. So even though there's no explicit Gemara that talks about talis, our story with Rav is talking about tefillin, that if you put on tefillin between geula and tefillah, then presumably talis would be the same.
But it doesn't say anything about making a bracha.
Right, there's no mention at the moment about making a bracha. We'll see more of that in the halacha. But at the moment, we're assuming that it all goes together. So again, the Gemara story is concerning tefillin. And Rabbi Yitzchak adapted that to putting on a talis. What should be the difference? Says Tosfos, Mikol Mokoyim, Yesh Lechalik Bein Tefillin Letalis. Says Tosfos, as far as I'm concerned, I cannot argue that's true. But the Gemara says clearly that Rav apparently put on his tefillin after Kriya Shema, but you cannot necessarily prove from over here that talis would be the same, because one can definitely differentiate. In other words, he's querying this whole story of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak once put on his talis after Kriya Shema, and he said, my source for doing so is this Gemara. Says Tosfos, who says that you can necessarily extrapolate that from the Gemara? Why? What's the difference? So now you'll see why it was so important for us to learn the end of the Gemara. It says Tosfos, Yesh lechalek bein tefillin v'talis, the ikar kriyas shema v'tefillah, both kriya shema and tefillah, shaychi v'tefillin. They both have association to tefillin. Kriya Shema, as we've already mentioned, you're supposed to be saying Kriya Shema with your tefillin on. But how do I know tefillah as well? Kada Omor Besomuch, as the Gemara says slightly later on, Ki'ilu Meid Eidus Sheker Ba'atzmai. It's as if you're giving false testimony. Pirish ba'odoyim, he's learning like Rashi. You're giving testimony, as it were, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu shetzibo shehu koirei. He was the one who commanded you're supposed to recite Kriyas Shema. What were the words you say? V'hoyu l'toytafoyis u'la'ois al yodecha, quote unquote, v'ein. And he's not doing that. That's why it was critical, at least l'chatchila, to make sure you put on your tefillin for Kriyas Shema. Says Toises, v'tefillah nami. So too, even though the Gemara doesn't spell this out, but this is why we had to learn the end of the Gemara. It says Tosfos, so too tefillah as well, nami k'da'omrom. As the Gemara says at the end of the sugya, it says, kari kriya shema umispalel zu hi malchus shomayim. So look what Tosfos is deriving from the end of the Gemara. Tosfos is telling you that you see in the Gemara, at the end of the Gemara, that we are putting tefillah and Kriya Shema all in one bracket. It's all an inyan of b'makabel malchus shomayim. Therefore, if Kriya Shema goes together with tefillin, so too tefillah as well. It's true. The Gemara only spelled it out with regard to Kriya Shema. And the Gemara says that you're supposed to make sure that you have your tefillin on. Kriya Shema didn't say so clearly with regard to tefillah. Says Tosfos, as far as I'm concerned, it's all the same thing. Why? Because tefillah and Kriya Shema is all a matter of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shomayim. Aval b'tzitzis. Tzitzis is an altogether different type of mitzvah and a different standard. Why? She'einoi elo choivas talis. What does that mean, it's a choivas talis? Choivas talis means that the mitzvah of tzitzis is subject to you wearing a talis. If you're not wearing a talis or a four-cornered garment, then you don't have to wear tzitzis. There is no obligation to wear a talis. Yes, we all do so. Yes, we all wear our talis cotton, our tzitzis every day, but there's no obligation. The obligation only kicks in if you actually put on a four-cornered garment, then yes, you must put on tzitzis. But it's a chayvas hatalis. If you're wearing a talis, then that requires necessarily you have to put on your tzitzis. Avol. He says, she'im yesh loy talis, then you're chayv. But v'im ein loy, but if you don't have a talis, then you're potter, mitzitzis. V'yochoil likroy kriya shema v'loy tzitzis. Says Tosfos, I don't see anything wrong in saying kriya shema without tzitzis. Why? Because it's an altogether different type of mitzvah. Kriya shema and tefillah is all a matter of Ol Malchus Shomayim. It's not an optional mitzvah, it's mandatory. Whereas tzitzis is optional. You don't have to wear a talis. It's true, if you wear a talis, you're then obligated to put on tzitzis, but nobody asks you to wear a talis. And if that's the case, vadai dahava hafsaka. Therefore, that would definitely be considered a hefsek. To put on your talis in between Kriya Shema and Tefillin is a hefsek. Now, Ravram, this is benegeah to what you pointed out before. Even though Tosfos doesn't spell out, we're talking about brocha, but obviously here it's muchach that we're talking about a brocha. Otherwise, which hefsek is it? Just putting on the talis is not a hefsek. You didn't speak at all. So putting on the talis with a brocha, which was at the end of the day only an optional mitzvah, that's a hefsek. Because it has no connection to Kriya Shema, essentially. Imagine after Kriya Shema, you wanted to eat an apple. Now, obviously, if you eat an apple, you're obligated to make a bracha, but you're not mechuyev to eat an apple. So therefore, if you would eat an apple between Kriya Shema and Tefillah, that would be a hafsek. What are you doing saying borei priyoet in the middle of Kriya Shema and Tefillah? And Tefillah. Says Tosis, as far as I'm concerned, talus is the same. But tefillin is different. Tefillin, Kriya Shema, tefillah, it's all one inyan, it's one subject of the Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. And as we always know, the rule without exception, we like rules without exceptions. The basic, consistent guideline of the halacha of Hefsek, in any area you find it, is it can only be considered a Hefsek if you involved yourself in other matters. But if you involved yourself in matters that pertain to the matter in hand, that can't be a Hefsek. So I think we all know the halacha. If you, for example, wash your hands for Amwitsi, and you then say to somebody, hello, how are you? You've got to wash again. Because that's a Hefsek, because you've involved yourself in matters unrelated to what you're about to deal with now. But if you say, bring me the salt to dip the challah in, that's not a Hefsek. Why? Because that's not an involvement in foreign matters. Says Tosfos, tefillin is not foreign to Kriya Shema or to tefillah, but talus is, because you're not obligated to do it. Therefore, says Tosfos, I completely disagree with what Rabbi Yitzchok did. Rabbi Yitzchok sent for his talus, it arrived late, and he put it on when? In between Kriya Shema and tefillah, and he based himself on our Gemara. Says Tosfos, I'm very sorry. Our Gemara is not talking about talus, it's talking about tefillin. So we seem to have a terrific machloikas rishonim. We'll have to see how we pass the halacha. Are you allowed, b'di'eved obviously, are you allowed b'di'eved to put on your talus post Kriya Shema prior to tefillah? Let's just finish off Tosfos. V'harav Rebbe Moshe Mikutzi. Hoya'oyme, da'afilu mikan, ein raya, and I'm wrong, this is your point, says Rav Moshe Mikutzi, I want to take it even further. As far as I'm concerned, says Rav Moshe Mikutzi, I don't even see a proof from our Gemara, d'motzilameima haniyach tefillin b'loy bracha. You're busy discussing, are you allowed to put on a talus in between Kriya Shema and tefillah? But you're assuming, as if it's the most posh thing in the world, that you're definitely allowed to put on your tefillin with a bracha, and that was the story of Rav. And your whole discussion is, would that apply to talus as well? Says Rav Moshe Mikutzi, one moment, forget talus. Even tefillin, who said he made a bracha? Maybe he just put them on. One second. So when did he make the bracha? Says Tosfos. Afilu mikan ein raya. Why? Comma. Demotzi lameima, because we could say, heniach tefillin b'loy bracha. Who's to say? It doesn't say what Rav did. Maybe Rav put them on without a bracha. V'la'achar yudches. And after the Shemoyna Esra, Mamash Meish Bohem. What does Mamash Meish Bohem mean? You just move them a little bit. Umavarech Aleihem Ubahochi Sagi. If you move your tefillin, you just fiddle with them a bit, and then you make a bracha Bahochi Sagi. With that, it will suffice. Shegam Mutar Lehisateif Betalas. So too, for example, you're allowed to put on a talus, ba'es sheyodov matunofois, when your hands are dirty. Imagine your hands are dirty such that you're not allowed to say a brocha. Are you allowed to put on a talus? The answer is, yes, you are. Ba'achar sheyitol yodov, and after he washes his hands, yemashmesh betalisa yomavarech. You just move your talus a bit, and you make a bracha. So if I could do that with a talus, I could do that with tefillin. So who in the world ever said that Rav, when he put on his tefillin prior to davening, post Shema, who told you he made a bracha? Maybe he put on his tefillin then, yes, And then when he finished Shmoneh Esrei, he sort of just moved them a bit and then made a bracha, similarly to what you'd be allowed to do with a talis as well. So Rav Moshe Mikutzi, even though essentially he's coming very much to be machmir, and he's telling you that I don't see any proof that you could put on your tefillin with a bracha, but at least he's opening the door for us and says that if you can make the bracha afterwards, then you could do the same with talis as well. So maybe Rav Moshe Mikutzi will at least allow us to put on either your tefillin or your talis before tefillah. And then after tefillah, you'll just move the talis, or you'll move your shema, your tefillin a bit, and then you'll make a bracha. So we seem to have in this Tosfos at least three opinions. Opinion number one of Rabbi Yitzchak: you could put on your tefillin with a bracha, and you can put on your talis with a bracha, and in fact, that's what he once did. Opinion number two was Tosfos. Tosfos says, I'm sorry, I make a distinction between tefillin with a bracha, which is fine, but talis, no way. Talis is not an absolute obligation. And Rav Moshe Mikutzi says, I'm sorry, even tefillin, I don't see any reason why you have to make a bracha, and I don't see a proof that Rav made a bracha, at least until afterwards. So for the same price, you could put on your tefillin now or your talis, and you make a bracha afterwards. So we have three different opinions. Before we see how we pass in this la'alocha, let's have a look at the Mara Makrema sheets, number three on the sheets, the Rosh. Says the Rosh, in Siman Yud, the Rosh, we know, carries much, much weight la'alocha. He's one of the last Rishonim, and of course, it was his son who wrote the Torah. So the Torah invariably goes with his father, the Rosh, and that forms the basis of our Shulchan Aruch. So the Rosh carries a lot of weight, lahalacha. The Nimtzak Kosov, it is found, written, Al Shem Rabbi Yitzchak Barabbi Yehuda. That's the same Rabbi Yitzchak that Tosfos quoted, Shehevi Loi HaShliach Talisei. His shliach brought him his talis achar kriya shema, and guess what he did? For his atef, he wrapped himself in his talis, the talis, and then for his spalel. The heavy sa'ad. What's sa'ad? Sa'ad is a proof. He brought a proof. L'dvarav meha d'rav. He brought a proof from the story of Rav. Anach tefillin, because he placed his tefillin ben kriya shema l'tefillah. So the same words apparently apply litzitzis. That's the way Tosfos quoted the story of Rabbi Yitzchak as well. But he makes the same distinction. I'm very sorry, I also disagree with Rabbi Yitzchak. One could l'chayra distinguish between talis and tefillin. The tefillin shani, comma. Tefillin is different. Why is tefillin different? Kedama, as it says, maniach tefillin, v'yikra kriyashma v'yisparel, zuhi malchus shomayim shleimo. That is the perfect act of being a kabbal oil malchus shomayim. How so? Kriyashma, tefillin, and tefillah. So you see that the tefillah requires tefillin. But tzitzis is totally unrelated. Number one. V'oid. Secondly, nira d'min hasvara. Just based on pure logic, even without bringing a proof, yesh l'chalik. One can make a distinction. D'shani tefillin shekosuv bohem kabolas el malchus shamayim v'oil mitzvahs. Tefillin is all about being a kabbal el malchus shamayim, being a oil mitzvahs. Makorom hakosov zikorim, whereas talis is not. V'oid ze mitzvah begufoi shel adam. Those mitzvahs of tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin is fulfilled with a person's guf. Avol mitzvah tzitzis einoi begufoi, You don't put tzitzis on your guf. Elo shechaya bakosa, the beged sheyesh lo arba knofim. You've got to put it on a beged if it happens to have four garments. Din lo yil b'shenu aton, if you don't wear it now, yil b'shenu achazman. Nothing that requires that you must wear it now. And therefore, says the Rosh, v'ein lahafsik. Do not be mafsik ben kriya shema letfilah b'shvel atifas tzitzis. Don't interrupt between Shema and Tefillah to put on tzitzis. Again, Rabbi Avraham, he does not make any mention of does he agree or disagree to Rav Moshe Mikutzi's option, which was put the talis on now, make the bracha afterwards. From the way he writes it, it sounds like, no, don't put on the talis at all. Don't put on the talis at all. So if you have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you, Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Brura Chelek Aleph, have a look at Simon Chof Hei. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Chof Hei, Seif Dalet. Siman Chof Hei, Seif Dalet. Shulchan Aruch says, Sarech Sheyu Tfilin Olav. You have to have your Tfilin on, Meshas Kriya Shema Utfilo. You have the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Dalet. So you note that the Shulchan Aruch points out that you have to have your tefillin on both for Kriya Shema and also tefillah. Very important. Now, if you look at the Mishnah Brura, Mishnah Brura says, what does that mean in Sukkot Yud Dalet? Ratzoi no Yiloma, what it means is, Lechol Hapochis. This is a minimum. The minimum, it's not a maximum, you can have your tefillin on the whole davening, but the minimum is the Shas Kriya Shema, tefillin, and then he brings the whole Gemara about being made Eidos Sheker. Now, if you look towards the end of that Mishnah Brura, he has the words Vada. In mine, it's the third bottom line. Vada, you must know, Deloyam Rukain Eloka Sha'isa Kain Bemezid. We're talking about who's considered to be made an Eidos Sheker only if you do it deliberately. Shenis Atzel. This Atzel means he's lazy. Lo niach tefillin kodem kriya shema. He can't be bothered. So that, therefore, is a very serious issue of giving Eidos Sheker. Avo mi she'ein lo tefillin. But if you don't have tefillin, oy kishehu baderech, or he's traveling on a journey, umachmas koir v'tzinon, because it's so extremely cold, Eina Yochel Aniach Tfilin, Bechol Kahai Gavno, any similar case, Mevadai Ein Loi La'achir. He certainly should not delay Kriya Shema Bizmano Machmas Zeh. Because of the fact that he's in unfortunate circumstances, he can't put on his Tfilin out because he doesn't have them, or it's just simply too cold, we're not going to tell him, fine, so put on your Tefillin later on, and also make sure you only say Kriya Shema later on. Not at all, because then he'll miss the Zman of Kriya Shema. How did the Mishnah Brura know this halacha? The answer is, he got it from our Gemara. That's exactly what Rav did. Rav also knew that you're supposed to put on your Tefillin first. As the Gemara said, that's what he normally did. But on the one occasion when the Shliach arrived late and Rav was concerned that if I wait and wait and wait, I'm going to miss the Zman of Kriya Shema, then there are no choices. You've got to say Kriya Shema, even though it'll be without tefillin. Yeah, but you're being made Eidos Sheker. No, it's Eidos Sheker only if you're deliberately amazed and lazy. But in the event that it's completely circumstances beyond your control because you didn't have your tefillin, and you're supposed to say Kriya Shema now. So this is a very, very important halacha, Rabbi Yisai. Right? You travel and you realize, horror of horrors, you left your tefillin at home. So you're going to have to now make a supreme effort to get hold of tefillin. But meanwhile, the zman of Kriya Shema is running out. So halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa is you must say Kriya Shema now. And whenever you get hold of tefillin, you'll get hold of tefillin. And when you put on your tefillin, you'll say Kriya Shema a second time. But for the moment, we don't chas v'shalom want anybody to miss the zman of Kriya Shema. So that's the first halacha. Now, how do we paskin with regard to this whole machlokas rishonim, putting on tefillin or talis in between gula and tefillin? So look in tefillah. So look in the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Samach Vav. Samach Vav Seif Ches. I'm not sure if we'll finish this today, but at least let's start. Simon Samach Vav Seif Ches. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Tzarich lismoich geula letfila. As we know, very important Indian of being semach geula letfila. Veloy yafzik. Do not interrupt. La'achar she'omar gur Yisrael. Fine. You know, don't. You do not delay. You're not mafzik. Says the Shulchan Aruch, rak, however, im irai oinas. And if an oinus happened, shaloi himiach tefillin, then he was unable to put on his tefillin, for whatever reason, v'nizdam nuloi, and it became available to him, ben gu'ula l'tefila, maniach oz, v'loi yevarech. V'loi yevarech. Whose opinion is that? That was the last opinion in the Tosis, the third opinion. In fact, if you look next to the word veloy, can you see there's a little letter ayin? Have you got that in your Shulchan Aruch? Look in the margin in the Be'er HaGoyim on the top left hand corner, little letter ayin. Shom the Tosis, the shame, Ram Mikutzi. That's from Moshe Mikutzi. So we go for the middle opinion. Yes, you should put on your tefillin, but without a bracha. V'lo yivorech aleihem ad achar shehispanel. Avol talis loy yaniach oz. We wondered this. We wondered about this. According to Rav Moshe Mikutzi, could you also put on your talis without a bracha? Shulchan Aruch says no. Okay, I think we're going to have to hold it over here. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue the Shulchan Aruch and we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll also then see the bottom two Tosfos in the Amud, and then we'll continue in the Gemara in the next Sugya, Be'ezras Hashem, Yisbarach, and we should just hear the Surah Tevis to everyone in Mitzvah Hashem.
Amen. Shkayach.
Amen. Shkayach.
Probably both coming back, not gone. Is that okay?